Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Doug. Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we say.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Welcome back to Take Command with Logan Paulson. I'm Grant Paulson. The pick segment that we do each week is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. The pick I like in the NFL this week, Logan, I like the Bills. They're -4.5. Monday Night Football taking on the Atlanta Falcons in a Monday Night doubleheader. I like Buffalo to cover that number, 4.5 points. I think they win by a touchdown against Atlanta. Remember, they're coming off of a bad loss to New England. A little extra time to prepare for that one. I think it's a game where there's going to be urgency, and they can't afford to lose two straight. I just also think they match up well with Atlanta. I think Josh Allen makes a couple plays. I think they get to Michael Penix as well and pressure him. So I like them to cover 4.5 points this week.
I think so, too. I mean, I think maybe that's my Josh Allen, you know, rose-colored glasses. I just think that dude's an absolute stud, man. So whenever I see that coming off a bad loss, the way that team offensively has been playing, like the way they're coached, if they are the team we think they are, I think they come out and absolutely roll Atlanta, quite honestly.
That is our pick segment on Take Command, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. All right, Logan, I want to ask you about Zach Ertz. He did not catch a ball this past week. He's got, over the last two games now, very quiet, just two catches for 21 yards. Going back to the Atlanta performance. Now, I remember there was one particular player where he ran a great route and Mariota sailed him on the sideline. Could have been a third catch for another 10 yards in this game. Specifically remember a target where Jaden completely misses him middle of the field, like shoots a ball too hot and high, or else he has a catch for 12 yards. But he has not been nearly as involved as he was in the second half of last year. Maybe this is a Debo thing. They are running the ball more effectively. So I'm not necessarily even saying it's a big problem for the offense. But are you seeing anything there? There's always this conversation about – you know, the age of a player like Zach Ertz? I mean, is he still, when you watch him, is he have that same twitch and the same explosiveness and the same everything as a route runner as last year?
Yeah, I think so. I think when you look at this last game, I think that's a credit to Derwin James more than anything, man. That dude's an absolute stud. Like, his ability to cover slot receivers and cover Zach, like, Zach's really skilled, really savvy, really nuanced, but Zach wins, like, if you go back to the Green Bay game, he wins with a certain amount of physicality and size advantage in addition to his route stems and kind of like the vet, you know, old man YMCA basketball stuff. But Derwin James was like, cool, like, I'm big and strong and I'm really fast and, like, you might get open, but it's going to be late in the down. And I think it's a testament to maybe one of the better coverage safeties in the NFL in Derwin James, as opposed to a criticism of Zach. So I think Zach's in a good spot. I think there's going to be games where he's really productive, like he was last year. And I do think the other thing that's not showing up in those statistics is all the pass interference calls that he's drawn over the first couple weeks of the season. So I think Zach's fine. I think he's still going to be a feature of the offense. I think I'm glad you brought up the Deebo thing. One of the things I have noticed is they are using Deebo in kind of in terms of route allocation based on concept. Deebo's getting more of the Zach Ertz kind of route tree, which makes sense because he's an explosive playmaker. So I think that's probably, you know, cannibalizing some of the touches for Zach there. But I'm not worried about Zach.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back at all, I think he looks great. Had a couple nice blocks in this game, which is awesome for him in against LA. So I think, you know, there's going to be games where he's going to be hyper-productive and be the guy that he was or he can be versus man coverage when the matchup dictates.
Yeah, and for what it's worth, last year at this time, I don't think he had a touchdown. He's already got two. His catches are only off by a couple. His yards are off by a handful. So it's very comparable to how the first month or so of last year when he caught fire as the season went on. I just think the way they use Deebo might mean that there's a little bit of a lower ceiling on some of his productivity. But that's not a bad thing in the 10,000-foot view of the offense at all either. Just wanted to see what you're seeing out of him. All right, then let's talk this matchup in general. I mean, I feel very confident going into this game. I just think Washington's going to be able to run the ball whenever they want to, as much as they want to. And I feel like if that's the case with this offense, then they can have a time of possession advantage and they can go get points. I mean, it's not that hard in this league anymore when you start at the 30, and for them, they often start at the 40 or 45 because they get a huge kick return every single week to kick some field goals and to get some points. And again, I think they're, you know, 30 is a number I think they're targeting and should get to. I would not be surprised if they scored 35 or 36 points in this game. I think they win a high scoring game. The Bears may score mid 20s, but I think it's like a 34-24 game. How do you feel when you look at this matchup overall for them?
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Yeah, I mean, I think if this team, the Commanders, can get some type of positive game flow where they're up by a score, up by 10 points, I think the defense is going to absolutely eat up this offensive line and eat up Caleb Williams. But I will say they've done a really good job up until this point outside the Detroit game, the Bears have, of avoiding that, right? Because I think, like you said, Ben Johnson does a really good job offensively. I think defensively they're opportunistic. So to me, and this is one of those things, man, Tana always brings this up, and I think this is really a good thing to remember. is that as a professional football team over there, they're hyper aware of their strengths and weaknesses. They're hyper aware of our strengths and weaknesses, the Commanders. They are going to do things to offset those strengths and weaknesses as much as possible, right? So like I said, maybe they come out, they're on a different front, they do different spacing, they kind of bring more rundown, first down pressure. We talked about how their blitz rate was really low. Maybe they come out of this bye week and say, man, why don't we pressure more? We're having a hard time getting home with four. So I think that's the kind of joker on the table here for me is, yes, this is what they were in the first four games, but teams are always evolving and they always evolve coming out of a bye. So like, what are they? And does that take away some of what makes Washington good? Do they really come in and say, man, we got to stop the run more efficiently? And are they able to do that? And so does that shift kind of the focus? Does it put more pressure on Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury in the pass game? Maybe. I think they're more than ready for that kind of challenge. But that's where it's like, you know, as analysts, when you say, oh yeah, like they should be able to run the football. Yeah, like we should, based on the team that was. But they know that too, and they're going to do things to augment that. So I think that's what I always, coming out of buys especially, I'm thinking about in terms of how, what are they going to change and who are they going to, what's the new version of the Bears coming into this Monday night game?
So for my who eats on offense, I'm going Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt. I think Bill goes for $125, back-to-back 100-yard games. I think they feed him like they did a week ago against the Chargers, and he finds it even more favorable. It might not hit as many big plays early. I mean, his running log in that game was like 27, 15, 14, 13, 9, 9. But I think, you know, they'll wear them down. They'll certainly hit a home run at some point for 20 or 30 yards, and they will run the football pretty effectively. And, you know, if they don't, that means the Bears are committing all their resources to that, and then someone else is going to get fat on the back end in the passing game. But I think Krosky Merritt has a big day. Who's your guy on offense?
To me, it's Deebo Samuel. I think he's just become a feature of the offense. I think they're really understanding how to use him. He finds explosive plays seemingly every single week, whether it's in the return game or on offense. And I think him and Jaden just seem to have a really good connection and rapport, and Jaden really trusts him. And I think when you see that level of trust starting to form with a young quarterback and a veteran receiver, that's always a good sign for continued production for that player.
Defensively,
to me, it's like there's one name that comes to the forefront, and I was like, I'll pick someone different this week. I don't know. Javon Kinlaw, man. That dude, every single week, just seems to bring kind of a certain physical dominance to the position that I haven't watched in a while. And I do feel like last week, kind of, I don't want to say unlock the keys to Kinlaw because I think he's played well so far, but last week he just flashed in a way that I haven't seen a defensive tackle flash here in a long time. And that's like, if they can get him moving on line stunts, on run blitzes, things like that, like he's damn near unblockable. So if I'm Joe Wood Jr., even though they kind of run a little bit more outside zone here, those run blitzes are way more effective for scap scheme runs. I'm trying to just see if I can keep that moving for him where he's attacking a gap, he's moving, he's using his length, using his athleticism to penetrate and be disruptive in the backfield. Because if we can get that going, man, I just don't know how you contend with that level of physicality on first and second down if you're the Chicago Bears.
I got a hunch play here. I got Trey Amos getting his first NFL interception.
I don't hate that.
I got Amos solid. With a pick, get his hands on a couple footballs, maybe PBU or two and an interception in this game. I think Caleb's going to, you know, occasionally give you chances to make some plays defensively as well. Well, enjoy this one. Under the lights, everybody. Should be fun. Primetime, Monday Night Football. Get there early and tailgate. Of course, we'll have a breakdown after the game for you on Take Command that we will be providing deep into the evening on Monday night. So you'll want to listen to that. And then Logan's film review will be in your feeds by Tuesday. We give you 3 episodes a week. Check Logan out here at Take Command, all of his endeavors over with the Commanders. You can listen to me on 106.7 The Fan from 2 to 6.30 every day. Thanks for enjoying Take Command. Spread the word and subscribe, rate, review, do all that podcasty stuff wherever you get your audio.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.